This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. This is Frida Liu, and you're listening to Her Vantage. This is where we speak to women of influence and leadership. Now, Facebook recently expanded its office space in Kuala Lumpur, and here to tell us more about their plans is Nicole Tan, the country head. Nice to be speaking to you, Nicole. A bit of information for me that Facebook has been in Malaysia for 3 years, a presence here. But before we get into that, a little bit about yourself, right? Especially how your past experience helped you in taking on the role as the head of Facebook here.
Hey, hi, my name is Nicole. I'm the country director for Facebook Malaysia. It has been 3 years since we launched our new presence, and we started as a humble office suite, and now we've expanded into a new home in KL Central, so we're excited to be here today. I've had 20 years of experience in agency, and I think the one thing that has shaped a lot of my leadership is the fact that I've had the opportunity to work on a lot of diverse businesses, worked from whether it is in FMCG or auto or retail tech or e-commerce. And I think that diverse experience and also diverse markets have really shaped into the leader that I am today. The way that I look at how we've built the teams and the office, there are four kind of things that I look at. I think one is making sure we have a very clear vision. And then one of my favorite quotes is vision without execution is hallucination. So how do you then make sure you operationalize, execute, and you truly focus on outcomes? I think my background has been in agency, and sometimes it's very easy to get caught up with motion work or churn work. So one of the things that I really look at is making sure we are very, very focused on delivering impact and delivering outcomes. And I think the third aspect is building teams and collaboration. So that's a passion point where how do we make sure we have stronger allyship and stronger diversity into the way that we build our teams.
Right. And this is the first time for you on the client side. You've always worked in agency before.
Yeah, so I've always been in agency. And I guess we could call us a client, you could call us a technology company. But it has been an interesting journey to build up the business here.
Right. So anyway, Facebook, with your new office as well, you had the Prime Minister turning up there. One of the programs that you've had, you've got at the moment, the long-term initiative called Fast Forward Together. What is this program all about?
So it was a real honour to have the Prime Minister and the Minister of Communications. And, you know, Malaysia is a great market and an important market to Facebook. We're in the midst of societal and digital transformation. And when we look at the opportunity in our market, I think just for context, there are about 23 million people who are already on Facebook. And they look to us to help, you know, connect with their families and their communities to also build their business. So we look at three areas. The Fast Forward Initiative and the Fast Forward Together Initiative is our priorities in terms of three areas. The first one is how do we help businesses in Malaysia unlock growth? The second one is how do we enable better connectivity? And the last one is how do we empower community? So these are the three areas that we feel is really important, and it is things that we've been working on the last 3 years, but also what the things are that we'll be looking forward to. So in terms of unlocking businesses for growth, we know that SMEs are the backbone of the economy, and we actually see one great opportunity. Right now, 87 million people on Facebook are already connected to a business in Malaysia. And when we think about SMEs, we did a survey in 2017, and if SMEs use online digital tools, they would immediately see better results and more success. They would see an increase in sales by 65%. They would be able to go expand their business as well as create jobs. That's a great opportunity for both the country and for these owners of business. So one of the things we launched was Made by Malaysia. And that is really to help small, medium businesses train up on tools that will let them go export. To date, we've done 1,000 businesses, and we're going to be training another 1,000 businesses. We've partnered with Matrade and Alvana, and we're going to bring in a new partner, DHL, by the end of this year. And we want to see that help drive the export economy.
Right. This is the Made by Malaysia initiative.
That's right.
Okay. All right. Very interesting. I know. So I was looking through it, you know, with under these three pillars that you've got, a TerraGraph. What's TerraGraph?
So TerraGraph is under our second pillar, which is enabling better connectivity. As you know, we have the opportunity to increase affordable connectivity. TerraGraph is quite interesting. We're the technology provider and we work with partners such as YTL to deploy that technology. To put TerraGraph very simply, let me give you why we chose Georgetown. And I think it's a very good way to illustrate why we chose why TerraGraph works. Georgetown is a UNESCO heritage. It's very difficult for us to do infrastructure changes to the place. And urban density has resulted in reduced connectivity in some of these areas. TerraGraph is a very simple node box that you can put on street furniture like traffic lights and street lamps, and it creates a mesh network that gives fiber-like speeds. So it actually complements fiber, but helps increase broadband speeds in urban dense areas. To date, in the trial in Penang, it's been fairly successful. We have 100 businesses that are using fiber speeds and about 10,000 people that have enjoyed it. And it's, you know, you can get 1.7 gigs of speeds.
Right.
Yeah, and for free right now.
Okay. So that's in Georgetown.
That's in Georgetown.
I know your focus is in Malaysia. Do you know, like, so this would be used in different parts of the world as well?
Yeah. In the world, we are the second country after Hungary to deploy TerraGraph. So Penang is the first place that we're trialing.
Okay.
And we announced during our office opening that Cyberjaya will be the next city that we'll be trialing at.
Okay, so Cyberjaya is next.
Yes. Yep.
And then, okay, the other program is the Facebook Community Leadership Circle. What's that?
So that's part of our third pillar, which is how do we empower communities? That's going to be enabling community leaders. So we see a lot of communities being built on Facebook groups. And we want to make sure we're giving tools, we're giving education, we're raising awareness, and we're providing opportunities for collaboration within the community leadership circle. Besides the community leadership circle, when we think about empowering community, we're also looking at programs like We Think Digital. So We Think Digital is where we're helping increase online digital literacy. And it's a program that we've worked with experts in NGOs and academicians, and we've built tools and models that can work whether you're a first-time internet user or you're somebody who is a digital native to really look at how do we improve and increase digital responsible digital citizenship.
Right. Now, when you look at all these programs, right, some are initiatives, I guess, from HQ and some are Malaysian as well. How do you, or, you know, are any developed locally? Or do you just sort of like, okay, we've got the technology, this sort of fits into what we're trying to do on a nationwide scale? How do you go about thinking like that?
One of the benefits of having a local team and Facebook Malaysia office presence is that we understand the needs of the market and the nuances of the market, and we look for what is going to help us drive the biggest impact. So some of these programs are global, but we look at, for example, Made by Malaysia. It's definitely with a Malaysia point of view in it because we see that empowering SMEs can help with digital tools. We see that if we drive export for Malaysian businesses, that's a great opportunity to make an impact to the digital economy. So it's a little bit of looking at what are the programs globally that would make the greatest impact locally.
Right. Okay. Now, a couple more programs, the blueprint training. What's the blueprint training?
Yeah, so that's part of the first pillar where we want to help businesses unlock growth. Now, Made by Malaysia is a great program, but of course, it's going to be limited in scale because we're looking at 2,000 businesses. We try to create impact from a scale point of view. And what Blueprint is, it is a free online education tool that anyone can, whether you're a small, medium business entrepreneur or whether you're someone who has been in digital understanding and running a digital business for a long time, you can just access free online tools. If you don't mind, I'd like to highlight some of the tools that you have on Blueprint, like Cross-Border Insight Finder. One of the challenges that SMEs find when they go export is they want to attract customers and they don't have enough knowledge, like they don't have R&D to understand, hey, which is the next market I go to? So Cross-Border Insight Finder is a free tool that lets them quickly identify against this category, what is the competition in these markets? What is the most viable market that I go into? Is it expensive to enter these markets? This type of information is useful for SMEs who are, you know, wanting to expand their business. So Blueprint does that. what's great is that in Malaysia right now, 58% of people who are enrolled in Blueprint are SMEs. And we still want to continue to do more around Blueprint.
All right. I will continue our conversation with Facebook Malaysia's country head, Nicole Tan, in just a moment. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Beautiful festive moments. BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to Her Vantage. Good morning. This is Frida Liu. If you've just joined us, I'm here with Nicole Tan, country head for Facebook Malaysia. And of course, Her Vantage is where we speak to women of influence and leadership. Just a little earlier on, we were talking about some of the initiatives that Facebook is doing right here in Malaysia. Of course, you've just expanded your office here. And one of the things that you've done is this Facebook culture and design that you've incorporated into the office. What's that about?
So everywhere we have, we incorporate our values into the way that we design and we create the space that we have. It's a couple of things that are global design, and I'll talk about some of the things where we are locally adapting. So from a global design perspective, one thing that we always say internally is that this journey is 1% finished. And the way that we finish our spaces is that we have very exposed ceilings and it's sort of like an unfinished ceiling. You have to see it, and I know it's hard. But the reason why we do that is to remind ourselves that our journey is always 1% finished.
Reminds me of that place in Barcelona that's never finished.
Sagrada Familia.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. Yeah. So that's like one thing that we put in. Of course, we have a lot of open spaces, all workspaces, so there are no rooms. Like whether you're the country director or whether you're, you know, the facilities person, like you all sit in the same level of workspaces. The second one is we have things like our interfaith room, like surrounds for our employees. We have mother's room for expectant mothers and nursing mothers, as well as quiet rooms for when you need to have a bit of space for yourself.
Mm.
So we have these facilities, and of course, everyone's favorite is micro kitchen because it's free flow snacks and drinks. And we try to bring in a diverse set of snacks so that it's not all unhealthy. And so we have a bit of both. Those are the things that are sort of like our global design.
Right.
And then we have things that are local design. We have a program called Artists in Residence where we identify upcoming artists and then we give them the canvas on our walls to express themselves. In our office, we have two. One is Fritilia and the other one is Ni Wong that's done a piece of painting. And those are the areas that where we have a little bit more local influence.
Okay, now one of the things that you also do is try to change or support women, empowerment in women-led businesses on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And what are you doing in that area?
So what's interesting is from an SME perspective, one thing is globally, most entrepreneurs identify, 39% of entrepreneurs on our platform identify themselves as women.
Mm-hmm.
And in Malaysia, almost 90% of them have said to us that social media has helped them drive their business. What's also interesting is that they believe that a network of women is one of the key reasons that has helped them drive, increase their ability to expand their business. So creating a network of women and helping other women entrepreneurs, support women entrepreneurs, is an opportunity in this market. And that's why we focus on women. And of course, we know that if you help a woman, you help a country, so to speak. Women are able to, provide education for their child, transform their communities, as well as give back.
Right. Do you think are some of the biggest challenges that Malaysian women face, Malaysian in business and community? And I guess you look at it, every country would have its challenges, but Malaysian specific?
I would say, I wouldn't say that it's a women specific issue, but one thing that I've been quite passionate about is how do we create better allies? And it's coming back to this statistic that, if women had a network and women had mentorship, they would actually do better in building their business. And that's true, not just for women, but for everyone, right? So there are two areas that we really look at. One is how do we be better allies to each other? How do we create a community of allies? And of course, people do use Facebook groups to do a lot of that. And I think the second thing is making sure that we manage bias and diversity.
Mm.
We've seen that cognitive diversity actually helps teams solve problems and increase success. So how do we create an environment where people can be allies for each other and that we are managing diversity and inclusion into those organizations or into those businesses?
Right. This allyship direction and all that, is that something on a global scale that Facebook is doing?
Yes. So diversity is very, very important to our culture in Facebook. We try to build diverse teams, and we've seen that when we have diverse teams, we're able to solve problems better. We're able to see success, and it shapes the way that we build our products. It shapes the way that we run our teams. So definitely diversity and inclusion is something really important. And we see that even locally in my own teams, and the way that we've built our teams is to really make sure that, you know, we're better allies for each other, and we're also making sure that we have diverse opinions around the room.
Right. You know, people say, oh, it's the younger crowd is going to Instagram and Snapchat and Facebook is for the older ones. But is there any truth to that comment?
Well, I would say that we see growth across Facebook and Instagram and WhatsApp and Messenger. We term it as the Facebook family of apps. And globally, we've seen 2.7 billion people on our platform and 2.1 billion use any of these services every day. In Malaysia, I think it's 23 million for Facebook. I would say that coming back to actually managing bias, even the way that people use social media, whether it's Facebook or Instagram or WhatsApp, it's really, you know, in a place where what works for you. So we don't actually see it in from a demographic point of view. I'll share with you my own experience. There's times where, you know, I want to talk to a community, like I'm part of a Malaysia Gardeners community.
Gardeners community. Who knew?
It's extremely useful.
Okay, so if you look at Nicole's face, she looks like Marie Kondo. I thought she'd be part of the housekeeping community. All right, anyway.
I get that Marie Kondo a lot, so yeah, I'm not as tidy. But let's go back to the Facebook groups.
Okay.
So just as an example, I think when you look at social media, we need to manage our biases about how we assume people are using social media. There are multiple users when it comes to the different life stages people have. So a couple of examples and passion points, not just life stages, but also passion points. When it comes to certain areas, I look at Instagram more. When it comes to groups and when it comes to connecting with my immediate community and my family, I spend more time on Facebook. And that's my own experience. And I'm sure everybody will have their own unique experience, whether it is WhatsApp group chats or whether it is Facebook groups. One of our largest Facebook groups is with a lot of university students, comparing homework and talking about favorite shows. Similarly, some of our largest influencers are on Instagram. So I think the point is don't have a bias over how people are using social media. It's really up to how you derive value.
I find like it depends on the platform, right?
Yeah.
Because I have a friend, Naomi, who's youngish and she's got a family, a mother's group, right?
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
That seems to be the right platform for people to have discussions and all that. So it really depends.
Yeah,
right?
And it really comes down to life stage as well. Like, and even moments of season of like just different moments in your life, right? So use it where you find the most use out of it. You're getting the most joy out of it.
Right. Now, one of the things, and I just want to ask you as the country head as well, right? Facebook, they do get a lot of criticisms and almost daily basis. How do you handle that? And I don't want to go into specifics or you know, there are always different stories, but how do you handle that? How do you, you know, remove yourself from situations so you still stay true to whatever you have to do at the company?
I think, first of all, we understand that, you know, and we take very serious responsibility into some of the things that we look at, and we're working every day to make sure that we're improving our platform. Things like We Think Digital, empowering our community, making sure that people are using our platform for good. I think what keeps us, the North Star that keeps us, is making sure that we are focused on our mission to bring the world closer together, and our values. And I think one part which I love about our organization is to make sure that we always learn and we're continuously learning, which comes down to this whole idea of our journey is 1% finished. It's really important that when we look at some of these issues that people have raised to us, is what can we learn from that? We take that as feedback, and how can we improve, and what can we do? I'm really proud of some of the things that we've done very quickly around, for example, making sure that we have strong community standards, making sure that, you know, we increase privacy tools and controls and awareness around it, helping people understand how to use social media. There's a lot more that we can do. And I think that mentality of what else can we do and how can we make it better, that's what drives us.
All right. Thanks for being with us and sharing some time. I've been speaking to Nicole Tan, the country head for Facebook Malaysia. You've been listening to Her Vantage and Enterprise, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.